everyone. My name is Lexi Stevenson.
So obviously, you know, I've seen you do a couple different interviews. You talked about, you know, you wanted to be an entertainer somehow. Mm-hmm. What made you choose country music specifically?
Well, when I was younger, I grew up on country music. I'm from Maine, a small town in Maine. I grew up next to a buffalo farm. And whenever new pop music would come out, it would hit us, you know. Maybe a couple years later. But country music always seemed to stay pretty current. So that's, yeah, that's what I listened to. So when I lived in LA, I first started trying to record pop music and I didn't relate to that very much. So then I tested out country music and I was like, ooh, I like that a lot more.
It's sort of one of those things of like, a lot of country music's written for the South or for Nashville. But then it's like, you know, country's countrywide. It's in Midwest, Maine, all over.
Exactly. I know people are usually pretty surprised when I say we listen to country music in Maine. They're always surprised. I'm like,
they're expecting like sea shanties or something.
And I'm like, I don't know what you expect, but that's pretty much, I mean, my group of people. That's what we listen to primarily. So I don't know.
So, okay, how would you describe your sound in country music? You know, I listen to a couple songs. I don't want to say they're girlish, but maybe like girl power?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. That's a great question. I think right now I think I'm trying to figure out what my sound is.
It's cliche. Yeah. You have to try things out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I think some of it is, I had my song Butterfly, which was kind of like a gospel-y vibe. Mm-hmm. My song Madly is more, you know, the typical sad country song. And then Cowboy Pillows and Good Time Gone are, you know, pop. Yeah. You know, more on the pop
side. Well, have you written any, you know, I'm Slashing Your Tires songs yet? Because that's pretty important.
That's crazy because in one of my next songs, I actually say slash a hole in all four tires. That
excellent.
Is literally the lyric.
I like that one. It's the best kind of women in country.
Yeah. I literally have a song. Am I stereotypical? I'm a stereotypical music writer.
It's the best country music. So we mentioned a little bit off mic, but you write your songs. So can you talk about maybe that process? Do you have like the idea of a chorus or do you just sit down and you're like, I want to talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always start with a title. I'll see a title, you know, I might be scrolling on Pinterest. Somebody might say something. I don't know. And then I just write down the title. And a lot of my songs are usually written with the same group of people. And right now I've been working mostly with a girl named Erica Sunshine Lee and I bring her the, you know, the title of the song and we kind of go from there. And a lot of the time I'm just talking and she's like, ooh, this would be really good. And I'm like, okay, well, what if we change that? And that's pretty much how it happens.
It's like bouncing back and forth.
Yeah exactly. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of, you hit your flow state. Mm-hmm. So
you mentioned, LLA a little bit. And I obviously found this in my research because I do research. You were on Young and the Restless.
I was. Yes, I was on the Young and the Restless.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. About 7 months into me moving to Los Angeles, I auditioned for this show. And when I got there, there was, you know, one of those yellow notebook pad papers. And I was flipping through pages of names. And I was like, okay, this is dumb. I'm not going to get this. Yeah. Like, they called in so many people. And then they called me in again. I was like, oh, wow. No, I'm not going to get that, you know, so, and then they called me and they were like, oh yeah, you got the part. And and that was really fun. It was some of the best 3 years of my life. Mm-hmm. The guy who played my brother on the show ended up becoming a lifelong best friend. Yeah. So I literally got to go on set every day, hang out with my best friend and, you know, film a very cool TV show. Yeah. So yeah, that was awesome.
Would you ever want to get back into acting maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think if the right role came along, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, if they came and they were like, do you want to be the next Marvel superhero?
I mean,
I'm not going to say no. You know?
If, you know, Dutton Ranch ever, like, has a spinoff.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Obviously.
I'll take that.
I'll sink that in there.
Yeah.
So, okay, how long have you been on the music scene now? I guess I didn't see that when I was looking stuff up.
Yeah, I've been probably about 2 or 3 years now.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. I was living in Los Angeles and flying back and forth from Nashville. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my lease was up in LA. Actually, it wasn't up in LA. I got out of my lease early because I was ready to go. So we got out of it early and then I ended up moving to Nashville. And that's only been like 6 or 7 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm still a newbie in town, but that's okay.
So, hey, even though you are a newbie, what would you say is, like, your favorite memory so far?
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Writing with Kid Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
That is a good one.
That's my favorite memory so far, yeah. That was a unique experience. It was me and my dad and my producer, Kent Wells. And we went to his crazy home studio.
Yeah, because Kent Wells, he works with, like, Dolly Parton, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. He's Dolly's producer. Mm-hmm. So I'm in really good hands.
It sounds like you have a lot of good people in your corner.
I do, yeah.
So, okay, maybe people, if they're planning to visit Nashville this summer, do you have any stops that you'd want them to check out?
Ooh.
Just some behind the scenes?
I'm not going to lie, no. Because I haven't explored Nashville really enough. I mean, like, the obvious thing is Broadway.
Yeah.
But I think everybody needs to do that once, and specifically at 2 a.m. so you can see how unhinged it is. I think that that's really fun. I did that. My boyfriend's little sister had her 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, she dragged me out at 2 a.m. and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to hate this. And I went out and it was like a zoo. And I was like, I'm so happy I got to experience that. So Nashville, Broadway, 2 a.m.
That is the correct time. All right. So usually around the time that this is going to be airing on the radio, I'm giving, like, today's holidays. Like, you know, every day has a weird holiday.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yeah.
So I'm going to list off today's holidays, and I need you to tell me which one is your favorite.
Okay.
Off this list. It's a little, it's a questionable list.
Okay.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. National Smile Power Day. Nature Photography Day, Justice for Janitors Day, and Global Wind Day. Every day's a holiday for something. Yeah.
Probably. Oh, wow. I don't know. It's National Justice for Janitors.
Yeah.
They are, like, really underrepresented.
They really are.
Yeah, so, like, I'm going to go with that.
All right, yeah. Congrats to the janitors. You win today.
Yeah, janitors win today.
All right, well, is there anything else you'd want to say to the listeners of 95, maybe where they can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Lexi Stevenson on all social media platforms, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, anything that you can
places,
think of.
Yeah,
apparently nobody else is named Lexi Stevenson, so I got the username.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. Well, should we get to the, do you know what song you want to do maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do Madly. You always used to say I love you madly. Puffing on that old White House cigar. The Giving Tree is what you used to read me. I never felt like we were far apart. Happy hour at around 3:30. Maybe two or three dirty martinis. You'd rattle off some wisdom then take us back to way back when this old world seemed a lot less blurry. God knows I miss you, but I still know you're on the line. Stay up wishing that I could hug you one more time. Days I'm happy, days I'm sad. Gave you secrets, good and bad. You never told a single soul, just so you know. I still love you madly. Pulled your roots right out the ground out in Kentucky. Made your way to Vinyl Haven, Maine. I'd like to think it's all because you love me. I used to think you'd never fly away. God knows I miss you, but I still know you're on the line. Stay up a wishing that I could hug you one more time. Days I'm happy, days I'm sad. Gave you secrets, good and bad, you never told a single soul, just so you know. I still love you madly. I love you past the moon and back, infinity and after that. Save a seat for me and I'll bring the glass. God knows I miss you, but I still know you're on the line. Stay up wishing that I could hug you one more time. Days I'm happy, days I'm sad. Gave you secrets, good and bad. You never told a single soul, just so you know. I still